This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Wednesday night, Gregory Alan Isakoff will perform at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Opening will be Lizzie Lehman. Her latest release is titled A Place I Know You'll Love. Last Friday, Lizzie came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk to myself and Kyle Kellums about the upcoming event.
I want to ask you about a place you lived in before Austin. In fact, I think you grew up in Illinois, correct?
Yes.
Evanston, Illinois?
Yes.
And sang in the choir?
Yeah. I started out singing in the Evanston Children's Community Choir when I was just a little kid, like fourth, fifth grade, and did choir from then until the end of college, like pretty much without stopping, without missing a year.
So when you started performing your own music in front of audiences, did that choir experience help?
Absolutely. Having the opportunity to do solos and musical theater and getting bigger roles gave me the chance to be in front of larger audiences and get more accustomed to having large audiences in front of me and getting less nervous, just having the chance to really show my emotion and like perform as well and as with as much fervor and vigor as possible.
In addition to being a singer, you're also a songwriter, and
yes.
People always talk about how they write what they know, but I've read that you also write about what you want to know. How do you know what you want to know, or what do you want to know?
Just sort of, I suppose, just questioning the world around me, my own current situation, and ideas at large, and in a broader scheme as well. I suppose I just try to write about the things that I'm comfortable with, as well as the things that I'm not as comfortable with, so that I can sort of question the world around me, I suppose.
Anything specific on your album that is representative of that?
The Arctic is sort of about a combination of global warming issues, as well as I was on a flight flying over the Canadian the Arctic in Canada, and just didn't really understand what was happening below. It was frozen ice, very desolate, had no idea how things can really survive down there. So that's sort of where that song came from.
It's funny, because I was going to ask you about that song. I really like that song.
Thank you.
And there's obviously the literal interpretation about the Earth and perhaps changes taking place. And I think I may have read too much into it, which happens when you hear someone else's songs. I thought it could have all. I was also perhaps possibly hearing metaphor for relationships.
That's interesting. The guy who produced my album, Daniel Barrett, said that he sort of heard it as like a life support thing, as somebody being on life support and the issues and the hardships with that. But it's not about that. It's sort of me being up in a plane, having this safe or mostly safe perspective from up above, looking down below at this frozen land, and having, you know, and seeing that, you know, it was melting and that is an effect of global warming, as well as just, you know, wondering how beings can of any sort can survive down there.
Does it at all bother you then that, whether it be a producer or just someone listening to your music, begins to develop their own idea of what you've written?
Not at all. I really actually encourage that. I love to hear how people interpret my songs, because I think that people will see many different things in every song, and it's interesting for me to hear what they have to say and what they think the song means to them.
And you're living in Austin now, and
yes.
I understand you moved there after the attending, you said, the inspirational Kerrville Folk Festival.
Absolutely.
What was inspirational about it? Was there a moment or a concert or a performance or something that was particularly inspirational to you, or just sort of the whole thing?
The whole thing. I had never been to Texas before. I had met Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary a few years back, and he had suggested to me that as a songwriter that I go to this festival, and I was it was the almost the end of my college years, and I didn't know what I was going to do for my last summer, so I bought tickets for Kerrville, not knowing at that point that you could volunteer, and attended the songwriting workshop, and ended up making some of my best friends, and it was just I was just inspired by the talent and the people, just even the people who weren't musicians, just the friendliness and I suppose just the spirit of the whole festival itself.
It's a multi-week festival. How long did you stay there?
I stayed for 2 weeks. The whole festival is 18 days long.
Yeah. Wow.
Some people stay for more than 18 days, actually. So.
Oh, wow.
It is. I believe I'm pretty sure it's one of the longest, if not the longest, festivals in the United States.
Well, kind of talking about inspiration, your Twitter profile, I'm not stalking you, I was just researching. That's what you can do when you're in radio. Your Twitter profile says that writing and singing has become my passion over the past few years. Was there a particular song of yours, or when it became a passion as opposed to something you kind of did?
I started writing songs really, my second year of college. My friend gave me a notebook that she made for me for like a winter break present, and I just started actually writing songs down in it, and that was, I think, the point where I really started to write as a songwriter, not just casually on scraps of paper. And before then, I had mostly just been singing in choir and done musical theater, so I hadn't been writing really a whole lot, As I think back, I believe that when I was younger, I used to write poetry, and I'm pretty sure that's where it stemmed from.
Some of the songs on A Place I Know You'll Love, your latest release, have really interesting musical framework behind them, percussion and strings and multiple voices. Does that come to you after the lyrics?
Well, part of the whole instrumentation of the album was done by several friends of Daniel Barrett's. And a lot of that was pretty much done in studio as we were going along, to complement my you know, basic melodies and lyrics. So for me, I would say as far as lyrics and music, it really depends on which one comes first. There's really no specific one that I do first.
You'll have Brian and Bernice Embry from Three Penny Acre behind you a bit at George's, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How did you connect with them?
I met them at Kerrville, actually, the first year that I went in 2008. And since then, I've been attending a songwriting retreat that Brian and Johann Wagner hold in the far west Texas desert, which is a fantastic event that is held every year.
We've had Johann in here.
Yeah.
What would you like to play a song for us?
Sure.
Thanks.
Disappear.
better live. Even better live.
Thanks.
That's a great song.
Thank you very much.
I love your voice, too. Did you work on it? I mean, obviously you had choir, so.
I took some voice lessons in high school and some in college, but mostly I would say the development of it came through choir and musical theater.
So not a bad thing for young people to do.
No, not at all.
You do have a website.
I do.
It's your name?
It's brand new. It was just put up a couple days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, brand new. LizzieLehman.com has all of my information. Shows, bio, even a link for my one page. So all the information there, as well as a link to my Facebook page. So
excellent.
Very exciting. I'm really excited to finally have my own website.
All right. Wednesday night. George's.
Yes.
Music starts at 8.
Yeah.
All right.
Quite excited.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In medical circles, it's called the conversation. When doctors sit down with patients or family members to tell them there's no longer any realistic hope. And when doctors are less than forthcoming out of sensitivity or haste, difficult decisions become all the more complex. I'm Neil Conan, Doctors, Decisions, and How We Die. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation is coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.